"Don't trouble yourself to give her a character," returned Mr. Rochester. "Eulogiums will not bias me. I shall judge for myself. She began by felling my horse."
"Sir?" said Mrs. Fairfax.
"I have to thank her for this sprain."
The widow looked bewildered.
"Miss Eyre, have you ever lived in a town?"
"No, sir."
"Have you seen much society?"
"None but the pupils and teachers of Lowood, and now the inmates of Thornfield."
"Have you read much?"
"Only such books as came in my way, and they have not been numerous or very learned."
"You've lived the life of a nun. No doubt you are well drilled in religious forms. Brocklehurst, who I understand directs Lowood, is a parson, is he not?"
"Yes, sir."
"And you girls probably worshipped him, as a convent full of religieuses would worship their director."
"Oh, no."
"You're very cool."
"No."
"What? A novice not worship her priest? That sounds blasphemous."
"I disliked Mr. Brocklehurst, and I was not alone in the feeling. He's a harsh man, at once pompous and meddling. He cut off our hair, and for economy's sake bought us bad needles and thread, with which we could hardly sew."
"That was very false economy," remarked Mrs. Fairfax, who now again caught the drift of the dialogue. "And was that the head and front of his offending?" demanded Mr. Rochester.
"He starved us when he had sole superintendence of the provision department, before the committee was appointed, and he bored us with long lectures once a week, and with evening readings from books of his own inditing about sudden deaths and judgments which made us afraid to go to bed."
"What age were you when you went to Lowood?"
"About 10."
"And you stayed there 8 years. You're now then 18?
I assented.
"Arithmetic, you see, is useful. Without its aid, I should hardly have been able to guess your age. It is a point difficult to fix where the features and countenance are so much at variance as in your case. And now, what did you learn at Lowood? Can you play?"
"A little."
"Of course, that's the established answer. Go into the library. I mean, if you please. Excuse my tone of command. I'm used to say, do this, and it is done. I cannot alter my customary habits for one new inmate. Go, then, into the library. Take a candle with you. Leave the door open. Sit down at the piano and play a tune.